love, the boundless love of God. God is love. Everything that is because of God's love. Grace is the outpouring of God's love. The object of faith is God's love. Jesus is the embodiment of God's love. The Holy Spirit is love. God's power works in love. God is a consuming fire. God's love is fire. The Holy Spirit came as tongues of fire. The Holy Spirit is given to us to speak the love of God. Awareness of God's love is our goal. To receive from grace, you must believe that God loves you and has provided for your needs in Christ Jesus, the embodiment of His love. Have faith in God by believing that His love is directed to you. Read 1 Corinthians 13:1 through 13 and replace the word love with God. Psalm 116:1 says, I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice. My supplications. Psalm 145:20. The Lord preserves all them that love Him, but all the wicked will He destroy. Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Proverbs 8:21. That I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Ephesians 3:19, and to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 4:2, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 1 John 3:14. We know that we've passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Verse 9 says this, in this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Number 10. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 11 says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Verse 12, no man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwells in us and His love is perfected in us. Number 18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God and hates his brother, he's a liar. For he that loveth not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves God loves his brother also. Generally speaking, if love is not covering what you are doing or saying, you have apparently gotten ahead of God. Slow down and let Him catch up. How do I know I am loved? He wanted me to exist. He wanted me to be redeemed. He wanted me to be healed. He wanted me to be born of His Spirit. He wanted me to be baptized with His Spirit. He called me to be His Son. He made me His heir. He made me a co-laborer with Christ. He gave me eternal, abundant life. I think that adds up to love, don't you?